get the ceilings.
What was the ballroom made out of?
It was made of, it had a long handle and had a brush sort on the outside, and then it was covered, when it was usually covered with old cloths. The cloths were changed to get the dust in it.
What did the wall brush get rid of?
It got rid of the dust and the spider webs and so forth.
I feel that I should stop here and explain that many of these questions may sound very stupid.
That's all right.
But what I'm searching for are...
is a particular word.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
I think it's much better to use a kind of easy conversation rather than fire a lot of questions.
Right. So, what comes naturally is often more true than what is produced artificially.
Well, and it's certainly much more, at least I find it much easier rather to sort of have a conversation rather than
that's
a questionnaire.
Right.
The how would you do the washing?
Well, when I was growing up, the wash was sent out on Monday morning. It was collected and counted and sorted after a fashion, tied in a sheet, and the washwoman, the Negro washwoman, came to pick it up. And it came home usually Thursday or Friday. Everything was washed, everything was ironed, everything was in a basket that belonged to the washwoman. And that was the wash for the week.
I see. And it was called the wash, not the laundry.
That's no, it's called the wash. Washwoman,
more recent,
the wash.
Recent term. How did you refer to the boards on the outside of the house? The weatherboard?
Siding.
Siding? Mm-hmm. And did you catch the rain from the roof? And how was that done?
It had gutters. The house did originally. But we never caught it in a cistern or anything like that. So far as I know, this house always had water from the city system.
Oh. Mm-hmm. If
we had no well.
If the roof came down like this,
valley.
That's a valley. Sometimes that was used to catch water.
Yes, it was. Many of the old houses had cisterns that were covered over by porches, and often only when they were demolished was the cistern found. Mm-hmm.
You never burned coal here?
Yes, we burned coal. We burned wood in the kitchen stove. But we always burn coal in the grates.
I see, rather than wood.
Yes. I burn wood now, but we have central heat. I burn it because I like to watch it.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep the coal? Do you remember?
Had a coal scuttle.
I see.
And also a coal hamper. But most of it was brought in coal scuttle. And of course, there was an ornamental coal bin that was in the parlor.
Is that right?
But we never had, we never designated a room a parlor. It was the living room.
Mm-hmm. It would be, how would that be built? You say it's ornamental?
Oh, it's made of tin, tow, painted with roses.
And then the coal
roses.
Out of there?
No, you put it, you had tongs, and you lifted it and put it in the grate.
I see.
But this was only for ornament. If you really wanted to keep the fire going, you took the shovel and you...
I see. Would you describe the different items around the fireplace?
The mantle. Is that what you mean?
Yes. And
the mantle and the towel and the grate inside the mantle, the dog urns, the screen, fire screen.
And
there's a bucket. There's a bucket in that holds a coal rather than the dog irons just for ornament.
And the tile in front?
Was a hearth.
Mm-hmm. Did you burn wood in the days when they called that big